Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I just want to let you know that after last week's episode, I am feeling so much better. I did find a treatment that started to help dramatically my mouth ulcer, and it started to heal slowly but surely. I want to thank you for your love and support. This week, we're going to be looking at five things I learned on our fertility journey. These are five things that help me see myself and life differently, not just on our fertility journey, but in life as a whole. They really help me let go of unconscious patterns I've been carrying for some time. They help really move kind of Project Baby away from a need to a desire that took the pressure off the whole process. And for me, it was these things that really made the difference that allowed me to fall into a far more healthier state, my own fertility to improve dramatically. It will be interesting to see which of the five resonate with you. So let's dive in. Remember to hit subscribe to get updated on future episodes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please do leave a review or rating. It helps more people find it and get support in this way. Loving you. Share five things I learned on our fertility journey that can continue to deepen my understanding of since. And these lessons about life, about myself, were a game changer for me. And they continue to be a game changer in life. They help me let go of the fear of not having a baby. They help me let go of the pressure I put myself under. And they help me access a wider range of innate resources of well-being and resilience and love and flow. And I could do a whole podcast on each one of these, and maybe I will, but I wanted to give a quick overview, a canter through them, just to see which ones maybe resonate for you, and just see what it triggers for you. So the first one is that we live in our experience of our thinking. And regular listeners of the podcast will know this is something I say quite often. But it was a game changer for me to realize that my human experience was not coming from my circumstances. That my experience in life wasn't coming from the fact whether you had children or my bank balance or whether it's an argument with my wife or anything in life. That 100% of my experience was coming from my thinking about those situations. There's only working one way, inside out. When I began to see that, it felt really empowering. It gave me hope and possibility that could be different. I felt less of a victim in life. I felt more empowered. I'm not saying our thoughts create our circumstances. Our thoughts create our experience of those circumstances. We cannot have an experience without thought. It's a 100% solution. Every experience we have is our thinking, our thoughts, our perception, coming alive in our nervous system. Your feelings don't know anything about your life. All it knows is how much thinking you've got in this moment. Another one I learned is that you can't predict the future. And this sounds quite obvious, but my thinking was convinced I knew the future. Now I'd label it or see it as or thought it was my intuition, my instinct, but it very much wasn't. There's different energy to intuition and instinct for me that comes in a deeper sense of peace and well-being around it. Mine was wrapped in fear, worry, wanting to know, fear of not knowing. Comes from childhood, needing to know how my mum will react if I do this or do this, constantly thinking ahead to make sure I get a positive reaction, or definitely won't get a negative reaction. So my thinking was shaped to constantly be thinking ahead, like a protection mechanism. But it presented itself as wisdom, but it wasn't my wisdom. So it's recognizing that nothing can predict the future, not even our thinking. Doctors are great at diagnosis. They're not very good at prognosis. Nothing can predict the future. We were told we'd never get pregnant naturally. 1 billion chance we were told it happened naturally. And it did. It's recognizing we think about the future, it's our imagination. We can't stop doing it, but it's noticing when we do it, it's imagination. It's pure fantasy. No matter how realistic it looks, it's still fantasy. Any thought that's not in the present moment is fantasy. Another thing, my third thing I learned was that we have the possibility to see things through different levels of consciousness, through different filters, or different states of mind. What I mean by this is, like, we look at life through a filter, our thoughts. Now imagine a long cardboard tube, like a wrapping paper tube. Imagine a stack of them vertically. And we have different levels of consciousness, different states of mind. We can drop down to a lower level of consciousness. We can be in fear, worry, sadness, low state of mind. It means we start looking at life through one of the lower tubes. And we're looking through the tube, we forget it's thought. We think it's reality. We're looking at ourselves and our life through that filter, through that tube, through that level of consciousness. And it's our reality in that moment. And we forget actually we're looking at life through that thought in that moment. And we have the ability to see life through all sorts of levels of consciousness. And in a few minutes, in a few hours, next day, we might see life in a very different state of consciousness. We may rise up to look at life through a different tube. And it's remembering when we're in it, it's not permanent. We couldn't hold on to a thought, a feeling, a state of consciousness forever, even if we wanted to. Thought is fluid. It comes and it goes. They're like weather systems. State of mind, level of consciousness, mood. It's like weather system. They come and they go. The fourth thing is that we're surrounded by people in their thinking. Just like, you know, I say a lot, 100% of our experiences are thoughts. We live an experience of thought, well, so does everyone else. They're living the experience of their thinking, but they're not aware of it. Most people aren't aware of it. They think their thinking is fact, or right, or true, or logical. Well, it is logical for them. And when we see that actually everyone's living in this bubble of thought, their model of the world, living in their experience of their thinking, we don't have to take on everything they say. We can just notice their stuff. It's coming from their thought, their fears, their insecurities, their beliefs, their values, their model of the world. It makes complete sense to them. And they're doing the best they can with what they see in that moment. They're doing the best they can with their state of mind, their thinking in that moment that makes sense to them. And not everyone thinks the same as us. And that's okay. For me, that was incredibly freeing. I wasn't so fearful of people's judgment. It's like judgment or rejection. It's like someone throwing a ball at you. You don't have to catch it. It's not yours. It's their thought, it's their opinion, it's their thinking. That's all. So people say the most inappropriate things at times, but do the best they can with the thinking they have in that moment. And the more we can see that, the less we take it personally. The more we can see they're just doing their best, and that's okay. the less it kind of triggers us. The less we make their thinking about us. And the fifth one is another phrase I say quite a lot, is that whatever happens, I'll be okay. And this is linked to the outside in, this inside outness of life. You know, when we begin to see that we're living in the experience of our thought, that our human experience only works one way, inside out. Our innate well-being only works one way, inside out. Our sense of okayness only works one way, inside out. What I mean by that is, we're born with it. It's innate, it's within us. It's not dependent on circumstances. It's our outside-in insecure thinking that thinks it works outside-in, that thinks our sense of okayness, our safety, our love, our security is dependent on something external. For a long time, I thought I'd be happier, more safe, and could relax into life if I had more money. But it doesn't work like that. If money made us more happy and more secure, then every millionaire out there would be happy. But it doesn't work like that. Some millionaires are happy, some are unhappy. Some people living on the breadline are happy, some are unhappy. There might be what mathematically we call a correlation, as in there may be more happy millionaires than unhappy millionaires. But it's not causation. If it was causation, if money caused us to be happy, then it would be 100%. 100% of millionaires would be happy. And 100% of people on the breadline would be unhappy. So it's not causation. When I began to see that I had, my well-being was within me. It doesn't mean I spend 100% of the time feeling I'm okay, happy, content. I get triggered into anger, frustration, and sadness. At times, it's called being human. But when that happens, I can see it like a weather system passing through. I come back to my innate well-being so much quicker and easier. And it helps me see, when I think about the future, my wisdom's not present. And as a human being, we're designed for reality, this moment. Everything we need in this moment to be content, to be at peace, to be secure, is in this moment. It doesn't mean we don't have hopes, dreams, and desires. It's just recognizing everything we need in this moment is here. And we think about the future. We tend to do two things. We imagine worst case scenario. But the us in that scenario is not the fully resourced us, because we're designed for reality. So it's recognizing, when we think about the future, our wisdom is not present. When we think about the future, our resources are not present. No wonder it feels scary. No wonder it feels like we can't cope. But we're in it. We have everything we need to deal with it. We're not scared of what we think we're scared of. We're scared of what we think. The thought of something bad happening is never as bad as it actually happening, because when we're in it, we get on with it. We're designed for reality with everything we need to thrive in this moment and the next moment. And the next moment. And we came into the world complete. When was the last time you looked at a baby and thought they weren't complete? We have that innate well-being within us. The space between our thoughts. The moments between the states of mind. The moods. The emotions. As our true sense of self. A sense of self that knows we're okay, that finds that sense of peace, that grounding, that's our truth, that's who we are, that never goes away, ever goes away. But sometimes it can be like a still, soft flute playing in the background, with this brass band of thought in our head. But that sense of innate well-being, that flute is always there. It never goes away. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay.